At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
In the end zone, it is caught for the win! With a walk-off touchdown!
Pro Football Rewind.
Welcome back. This is the Pro Football Rewind, the only place where we go forward in reverse, taking you through the week that was in the National Football League and applying it to all of your fantasy sports needs. In this case, fantasy football, whether it be season-long, DFS, or your sports investments. My name is Matt Stryker, and joining me in studio, the one and only Mr. Davis Maddock, the mind, the myth, dare I say the legend. Now, Davis, normally we break down the early slate of games and we run into the 4 o'clock games, but first I want to get your takes out of the 1 o'clock games. There are some names that we can look to try to pick up on the waiver wire.
Definitely, I think there are a couple guys that you could reasonably have on your roster heading into week 16 and some guys to add in Dynasty League as well.
Okay.
Someone who I think could be a reasonable add for your championship roster would be N'Keal Harry of the New England Patriots. He definitely is going to be under 50% owned in, you know, any sort of big fantasy football format. Again, if he's owned in your league, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not trying to offend you. I do get that a lot where people like, these guys are all owned in my league.
It's got to be a pretty deep league if he's owned.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But I do think that he is like the most dynamic wide receiver that the New England Patriots have. And that definitely is going to be worth something moving forward. In some deeper formats, Travis Homer of the Seattle Seahawks. He got in today for his first significant NFL action. He's a guy I really liked coming out of the University of Miami. I think he's pretty strong. Justin Watson of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Obviously, of course, Breshad Perriman. But, you don't tune into this show to get the obvious stuff. So we're going to go a little bit deeper. Justin Watson is Penn University's all-time leading wide receiver, 91st percentile. Spark score at the Combine ran a 4.4540 at 220 pounds. So, that's an athletic
pretty,
guy.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Definitely worth noting. And then I want to give people a word of caution on Wes Hills, the Detroit Lion running back who scored 2 rushing touchdowns today. He's not, I think, a super great player. 10 carries, 21 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, was only targeted twice in the passing game for 1 yard. I think that, not that job, but I think that if Bo Scarborough is healthy with his rib injury back next week, I don't think that Wes Hills is going to be a part of their plans moving forward. I think that they're just going to go back to Bo.
So I think that's smart because we talked about it in the first hour that there's going to be players where people are going to jump all over. You know what? You want to jump all over Wes Hill? Dave's saying, go ahead, let people jump all over him because there's far more out there. What about guys like Jonnu Smith and Greg Ward and things like that? Is there anything to be played there?
Man, Greg Ward, I think, is a legitimate thing because they have this must-win game coming up against the Dallas Cowboys, and I just don't think J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has done enough to say, like, I'm a capable NFL player. You should target me. You should use me in games where we actually have to win, right? Like, when they were playing the Dolphins, it was fine for Arcega-Whiteside to be out there and getting snaps, mm-hmm. but when this game was getting down to it, I mean, Greg Ward scored the game-winning touchdown. He
right.
scored the touchdown that put them up for good. So, you know, like, and you know what? This is such a, like, a no data take for me. I never say stuff like this.
But
I love these guys who were quarterbacks in college and then become wide receivers because I think that they just get the game better.
Okay.
I think that they read the defenses better. I think that they're able to see, like, the weak spots in the zone a little bit easier.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
Like, it's this thing I've always believed, and so I love when guys like Edelman, guys like Greg Ward, I love when these guys who are quarterbacks in college are able to convert to wide receiver.
That's something interesting to keep an eye on as you start to build. I would imagine it's more going to be DFS lineups than championship game lineups, but when you want to try to find a receiver and if he's going to be priced properly, based on what you're saying, I can totally see how a former quarterback like Ward could see the field differently. All right, so let's jump into some more games here because there's one team that for me has been fairly consistent, although one receiver has had a hamstring injury and it's allowed another receiver to show that I think this guy is a wide receiver one, or if not fringe one, two. I'm talking about this Minnesota and LA game. For me, Stephon Diggs just continues to solidify himself.
It's true, man. He's definitely going to have a very underrated season. Like, people are not going to think of Steph Diggs as having this great year, but, you know, the Vikings, they're 10-4. They could win the division. They are for sure going to make the playoffs. You know, I believe they have a game left against Green Bay that will basically be for the division and for the bye. And, you know, only 25 passing attempts thrown by Kirk Cousins in this one interception early on in the game, didn't even end up mattering. But yeah, Steph Diggs, 6 targets, you know, out-targeted everyone else on the team. Adam Thielen in his first game back from a hamstring injury, 3 targets, caught all of them for 27 yards. But basically in this game, you know, Olabisi Johnson, Irv Smith, all those guys, they fell to the wayside in terms of involvement. Big news from this game, though, mm-hmm. is the shoulder injury to Dalvin Cook ruled him out around halftime. This is a re-injury to the shoulder that he's had from before.
Yeah, and he was, I mean, listen, I'm a former professional wrestler. You could tell when a guy is hurt and when a guy is injured. Those are two different things. He was writhing on the floor in pain. And I mean, I've separated my shoulder. I've broken my clavicle. It burns. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that could be a sternum, a rib, a shoulder. There can be a plethora of things going on there. And if that's the case, where do we look to for Minnesota's backfield?
So it's a tricky question because Alexander Mattison would have been this slam dunk, right?
Yes.
Everyone would have been like, okay, right on, we're ready to go. But he practiced limited this last week, and they just decided, you know what, we're just going to leave you inactive. We're not even going to trot you out. And if this is a really severe ankle injury, I could actually see them leaving him inactive again because we've actually seen this a couple times this year. We've seen it with Saquon Barkley. We've seen it with a couple other guys. When you're a running back and you come back a week too early from that high ankle sprain, that just kind of dusts you off for the rest of the year. Your ankle never has time to heal. You never get to be 100%. So you end up being 80% of what a good version of you is. And, you know, as evidenced by this game, Mike Boone, 13 carries, 56 yards, 2 touchdowns in his first meaningful work as an NFL player. A lot of Vikings fans were surprised when they drafted Alexander Mattison because Mike Boone was this backup running back that a lot of the fans liked. And, you know, it feels crazy to say it, but if Mike Boone is available for you in any format and you're in your championship in week 16, I mean, I would rank him as a top 10 running back, no doubt. So, like, you should get him in your lineup for sure because they don't really, I don't think they would give Ameer Abdullah much work and maybe a little bit to CJ Ham, but it would mostly be Mike Boone.
And can you imagine when you look back and you say, I won because of Mike Boone? Like, that's the beauty of fantasy football. But you're not going to get insight like that if you don't, you know, find someone with insight and analysis that you trust and someone that really can see that. Because most people, after they look, they check down the list, say, oh, Madison's hurt. They don't really know who that next guy is unless you've actually watched the game or done the research. So give me a scale of 1 to 10. You say a 7 or an 8, I should target Boone if I'm, you know, I'm looking for it.
It's 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
10 out of 10. We're going to championship week. There's nothing left to leave. You know, that's it. That's all we got left.
You know what?
You got Fab left. You have a number one waiver priority, whatever it is. Like there's nothing, we got nothing else to do here. So we are going all in on Mike Boone.
I appreciate that. And I know that there could be some people looking at the tight end position as well that might vulture some touches or some opportunities, but 10 out of 10, because we leave it all on the line because we're going towards the championship. That's what we're doing. And riding shotgun with me this week is Davis Maddock. My name is Matt Stryker. This is the Pro Football Rewind. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram and YouTube at SportsGrid TV. If you want the edge, you get on the grid. Come on back. We're going to break down a couple of more games and we're going to dive deeper into everything you need for next week. Come on back.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back into the studio. My name is Matt Stryker. His name is Davis Maddock. As you hear Van Halen bringing us back in, Eddie, Alex, Sammy, Mike, Dave, Wolfie. Are you a Van Halen fan?
Maybe a little bit before my time. I'm aware of who Eddie Van Halen is. I will not claim to be a fan.
Okay, fair enough. Cool, but I know you are a fan of football, and I know you're a fan of wild finishes, and this next game gave you that. It was a football game with a wild finish. San Francisco and Atlanta. Man, oh man, if you played the under here, you're smashing your head against the wall.
Probably if you bet the under here, I would just say give it a week. Just take week 16 off, you know, like, you know what, buy yourself something nice on Monday if you can still afford it, and just because I can't imagine losing.
All right, so talk to me, man, because for a minute there, it looked like San Francisco was going to cruise, even though the distribution of targets really didn't seem to favor any one particular receiver. There's some issues in the backfield as well. But then out of nowhere, I mean, Julio Jones just vaults himself to the top of the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what this game was, is it was Julio Jones just putting the team on his back. Horrible game for Devonta Freeman, of course. You know, no one was really expecting him to have a big game in this spot anyways. But Julio Jones, 20
you say?
20 targets in this game. No other player on this team had more than six for Austin Hooper, six for Russell Gage. And oddly enough, you know, we kind of saw the same thing happen on the 49ers side, 17 targets for George Kittle. And normally when you're looking at targets like that, you're like, oh, well, the team must have thrown 60 passes,
and
right?
How many?
Yes, 34 for Jimmy Garoppolo, 39 for Matt Ryan. We're talking about target shares. Over 50% of the team's passing attempts went to George Kittle, went to Julio Jones. These guys are studs. Obviously, you know, Julio Jones, he didn't have, you know, a great year. He didn't have his best year.
By Julio standards.
Right, but he had a good enough year. He did miss the one game. He did miss the one game with injury on Thanksgiving. That was probably a little bit of a bummer. But, you know, kind of interesting to see where people draft him next year after, you know, a mediocre year. Another mediocre year for Matt Ryan as well. You know, was kind of a borderline first round pick in fantasy this last year. And I'm thinking he probably will be more towards like the back end of the second round this year.
I can definitely see that. I mean, Jones came in as the number two wide receiver in fantasy today, and Kittle comes in as the number three tight end in fantasy today. So just this game alone had a lot of opportunity. And if you look at the numbers, it looks like Vegas was trying to tell us something.
Well, it's just, I always think that the 49ers totals are a little low in general. I would not have been an underbetter, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So that would have spared me. I don't really bet a ton of totals overall. I like money lines and spreads more. But, the reason is because who wants to bet unders?
This is true.
Who wants to bet? No one wants to bet an under. And unders are like the sharp side in everything. They're the sharp side in props. They're the sharp side in season-long bets. They're just, you should really always take unders because people think like, well, I don't want to bet an under because you never win an under. You don't win an under until it's over, but an over, you know, you can win in the second quarter, right?
Absolutely.
Right. So, but I do think that these 49ers totals have been fishy because if you go back and look at their games, they're going over because the defense is okay. But, you know, quarterbacks that can move a little bit or Drew Brees, you know, these good elite quarterbacks, they can score points on San Francisco. And the San Francisco offense is not horrible. You know, we don't think Jimmy G is prime Peyton Manning or anything, but they have George Kittle. They have Emmanuel Sanders. They have Debo Samuel. They have, you know, these three running backs, Raheem Mostert, Tevin Coleman, and Matt Breida. This is an explosive, you know, good offense. And, you know, they can put up points.
Now, come playoff time, though, will anything be exposed in San Francisco, you think?
I don't really think that. San Francisco, they're better than like Dallas and Philadelphia and those like bottom half of the team, like bottom half of the conference.
Right.
But like if I'm looking at them against the Saints, I'm looking at them against the Seahawks. Like I actually think I would take those teams straight up over the 49ers because I'm not really a Jimmy G guy.
And body language says so much, and there's a lot of people out there that have been playing fantasy all year that just can't get their finger on the pulse of this team. And you know, if you go to Emmanuel Sanders, and it was Debo's day, and if you went to Raheem Mostert, it was Matt Breida that punched it in. So to your point, it's becoming difficult, and we're running down. We talked about Kansas City's backfield, we talked about receivers in Philadelphia, now we're talking about this team here. You really have to find your value. Especially now, if you're really looking to hit your championship or you're really looking to hit some DFS, you've got to find your value. Now, this next game leads us into a game next week. It's Dallas and LA. Dallas rolls. They're the Cowboys that they needed to be. Now we have to look forward to Philadelphia next week. So talk about this game first and then apply it to next week, please.
Well, first time in a month that we've seen the Dallas that they needed to be. You know, that horrible performance against the Bills on Thanksgiving was kind of the start of it. And then, I guess the Patriots game also, they could have won that game. There were chances for them to win that game. Like, you know, the Patriots scored 13 points. You should probably be able to score more than 13. Probably be able to win that game. I think what happened in this game was Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, he just had himself a game. He was getting Zeke in space.
Yes.
Got Tavon Austin in space. He was using Blake Jarwin. One of the things that the Cowboys do is they become over-reliant on Amari Cooper when they fall down, like when they get down in games or when nothing else is working. What they do is, you know, they'll run on first down with Zeke. He'll get no yards, and then they'll run on second down with Zeke, and he'll get no yards, and then it's third and eight, and they call pass play to Amari Cooper, and if Amari Cooper is able to, like, you know, beat his guy in single coverage, you know, out on an island, you know, next to the sideline, then they're going to get a first down. If Amari Cooper doesn't beat his guy, well, then Dak is either going to scramble, or he's going to try and hit Gallup or Witten. Witten might be the worst player in the NFL in terms of yards after the catch. He just is the champion of catching it and falling down, so you know, the number one thing for any offense is really just be creative. You know, do things that the defense are not, they're not, it's not going to be on film for them. They're not going to be ready for it when the game starts. And, you know, Kellen, he was able to do that today against the Rams. And, you know, it was a pretty impressive performance. Do I think that they're going to score 44 against Philadelphia? I don't.
Okay, well, Cooper and Gallup really seem to have an interesting day. And what does that day mean for a guy like Cobb maybe next week?
Well, you know, there's only so many touches to go around. And when Ezekiel Elliott is getting as many as he did, you know, he was targeted 4 times and he rushed the ball 24 times. And, you know, things just went really fortunately for Dallas in this game. The defense basically pitched a shutout. They were phenomenal. You know what? It was the return of Jared Goff. And when we get bad Jared Goff games, we call him Jared Goff because he has these horrible interceptions. And this game could have been competitive. The Rams got the ball back with 2 minutes left on the clock in the first half. They were down 21-7. And you know, that's a huge breaking point in games. When it's 21-7, if you go down, even if you get a field goal, you go into halftime, you're like, okay, you know, we can do this, guys. You know, even if we give up a touchdown, we can still win this game. Instead, what happened is Jared Goff threw an interception targeting Robert Woods, where I think 3 Dallas players probably had a better chance to catch it than Robert Woods did, and that turned into another Ezekiel Elliott touchdown. Boom, halftime, 28-7, game over. That's it.
Now, can we safely say that these Rams are officially overrated? And if they are, is there anyone that you would go to next week on this team for fantasy purposes?
Well, I think that you can't say that the Rams are overrated because no one rates them anymore. No one thinks that the Rams are good anymore. And actually, pretty brutal for them. This game, they probably have some outs left to the playoffs, but they are extremely thin. They would likely have to, well, I mean, 100%, they do have to beat the 49ers. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they have to hope for some Vikings losses, essentially. But 8-6. For the Los Angeles Rams, not what they expected heading into the year. They thought they were gonna be a lot better than that. But I still will trust, you know, Woods, Gurley, Kupp. I will still play those guys.
Okay, so one guy that I had on this Rams team was Higbee. Next week against the 49ers, is that an option?
Lock it in. I mean, right now, since Tyler Higbee has been the starting tight end for the Rams with Gerald Everett out, he's been the number one tight end in fantasy, and both in points scored, targets, routes ran, everything. I mean, Tyler Higbee, like, he's going to win people fantasy championships.
Yeah, and hopefully I am one of those people. Hopefully you are some of those people as well, because you listen to shows like this, you pay attention to guys like Davis, and you read all of his stuff, because that, to me, is what separates everybody, is that if you're sleeping on a guy like Tyler Higbee, or you're still kind of maybe out there on holding on to a Hunter Henry and saying, oh, this guy has a really big name, you kind of lose the fact that championships are won and lost by picking up players that your opponents may not know about. And if your opponents are watching the show, then you're in trouble. And that's all I have to say, basically. This is the Pro Football Rewind. It's everything you need to know and more.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering 2 shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll be right back.
tonight, put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com optimizer and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and so much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. All right, and we are making millionaires here back in the studio. We had some technical issues, and I got to admit, sometimes I just get so captivated with how you approach things that I don't want to take a break. I want to keep going. And I think that the fans really can't wait for the show to come back, because we're talking about guys like Tyler Higbee. We've already been talking about the situations in Tampa Bay with Perriman and Watson, and talking about in Minnesota that everyone should own a Mike Boone moving forward. So now I want to talk to you a little bit about the way these games played out in totality. There were 9 overs this week. Yeah. And moving into the last 2 weeks of the season, do you think that Vegas is going to push for these high total games, or is that not something we can put our finger on?
I think that anytime you get a ton of occurrences of high scoring games, what you're going to find is the trend is going to be defensive special teams turnovers. You're going to find interceptions. You're going to find pick sixes, and that's what we got in Tampa Bay. That's what we got in New England. We had in the Giants-Miami game, both of the quarterbacks were throwing a ton of interceptions, putting the opposing team in good field position. Of course, that happened for Seattle with Kyle Allen throwing the ball over the place. Minnesota, same difference for them. They got a defensive special teams touchdown. And then you look at the games that missed. These are games that just didn't feature a ton of passing attempts. You know, we had Jacksonville-Oakland. That was there were a ton of rushing attempts in that game. We did get a big over in LA-Dallas. And that can happen with teams that are better at throwing the ball than they are running the ball. Or, just when there's a big gulf in team performance that day. And, of course, that's very hard to predict. But I think maybe one way to think about this is, you know, just thinking about the volatility of teams. And I think a team like the Rams, we know that they are super volatile. So that actually, to me, leans to thinking overs in Rams games because, you know, even if they score 7 points, right, Jared Goff can really be the gift that keeps giving in terms of turnovers. And, high turnover quarterbacks are very good for overs.
Absolutely. And now this game, I want to look starting to next week, because this game should probably go over depending on what the total is going to be. And that is going to be this game of Houston and Tampa Bay. So I guess I want to play a little bit of attack or relax. Is this a game that you attack, or is it a game you're going to relax back on?
I definitely think that you attack this game. It kind of sucks though. This game is not on the main DFS slate for Sunday. And if it was, I think that we might get a combined, you know, like in the Millionaire Maker on either site. I would think that we'd get like 40% ownership on the quarterbacks combined. I think, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Godwin, if healthy, would be two of the, you know, just the most like wide receiver. So that is a little bit of a bummer, though it will be a fun little Saturday game. That'll be nice to start the week. No more Thursday night football. If you're out there, you know, getting ready to get your sweats in for Thursday night football, none of that starting this week.
Yeah, there's actually 3 Saturday games. This next one I want to talk about here is the Bills and the Patriots. Is there anything there?
I mean, that's a game for the division.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think about that? We're sitting here. When's the last time the Patriots played a meaningful Week 16 game?
Nonetheless, against the Bills.
I don't remember it, but as you and I are sitting here right now, the Buffalo Bills, they're beating the Pittsburgh Steelers. We will not know the result of that game. You might be if you're listening to this on demand later, but assuming that holds serve, I mean, that's a game for the division with the Patriots. It's just blowing my mind.
And if that's the case, does that make it a more exciting game from a DFS perspective for you?
No, I actually think it makes it worse. I think that if you think about how the Patriots and how even the Bills coaching staff, really how they would call things, and how they would approach this game, with that in mind, I think it's the exact opposite. I think that they're going to play things very close to the vest, very conservative. I think both teams would just really like to run the ball and try and win like a 16-10 style game.
Ew.
Horrible. No, nothing. Ew. Nothing that we like.
Okay, and then the other Saturday game in the trilogy of the Rams and the 49ers. What to make of this?
So I'm sitting here looking at the playoff standings, and I'm trying to conjure up a way for the Rams to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so we're sitting here. None of the NFC East teams can. None of them can make the wild card, right? The Seahawks and the 49ers, they've clinched. The Packers have clinched. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, the Vikings could lose the next. And the Rams could win the next 2 weeks. And when two teams have not played each other, I'm not certain what the tiebreaker is. But I think basically, if the Rams lose this game, they're done. They're out.
Right?
They can't make the playoffs. So they are going to approach this like their Super Bowl. They're going to, every bell and whistle, everything that they can do to win this game, every trick play. If Todd Gurley's got to play 95% of the snaps, he's going to play 95% of the snaps. They're just going to do whatever it takes. And when we have a scenario where one team has clinched the playoffs and is only playing for seeding and the other team is playing for survival, those are great games for DFS.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a really interesting take on it, because you want to look at your games next week for DFS and say, all right, what is this team playing for? What is this team playing for? Break it down even more micro. What's this player playing for? Is this guy in a contract year?
Yeah.
Does this guy have a revenge game? These are the kind of things that you really need to dive into. All right, let's apply all these things to the Steelers versus the Jets. You would think that people would be all over this, but it could go the other way.
So the Steelers defense has just been crazy good this mm-hmm. year. And it's wild to me that a team that has been quarterbacked by Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges for large portions of this year, it's wild to me that they are still alive in the AFC playoff standings. And actually, I believe even if they lose this game to the Buffalo Bills, which we are expecting that they will, they can still not, they won't win their division, but they can still be the sixth seed. As the Texans have begun to slide, and with the Titans losing this game, they got the result they needed. The Steelers got the result they needed from the Titans. So, the Steelers, even if they lose this game, they can make the playoffs at 9-7.
I mean, that's incredible, and I do think that there's definitely something to look at next week if you want to try to target some Steelers players against the Jets. The Saints and Titans, you touched on it before, but just to bring it back around again, what would be the DFS value in this game for you?
Well, I think the DFS value you'd find in the passing game for the Titans. I know people love themselves some Derrick Henry, but the issue you're going to have is, I mean, A.J. Brown's just, he's going to be very popular in this game. And, of course, Alvin Kamara is going to be, I think the value would probably end up being in Alvin Kamara because, and we have not seen him play on Monday night yet, but people are just off of Alvin Kamara after his poor performance in week 14. He just has been really disappointing since returning from his ankle injury, very similar to Saquon Barkley. I think the value would just come from the low ownership.
All right. Now, what about the Panthers and the Colts? Because in one of my leagues, I'm thinking of actually maybe pick up that Colts defense in a championship game.
I'm not going to tell you not to pick them up, right? And the Colts, they're not going to make the playoffs. They are, if they beat the Saints on Monday night, a result that many are going to say it's very improbable. Las mm-hmm. Vegas would say it's very improbable. But if they do win that game, theoretically, they can still make the playoffs, I think, of course. That is exceedingly unlikely. They will probably head into week 16 with 6 wins and 8 losses. So then you're going to get a scenario where you have a team that two dead man walking teams, and those games can go either way for DFS. They can be crazy because no one cares.
Right.
Defense doesn't care. But actually, you know what? An interesting thing is I met with some of the Dolphins players after the game today. And, this is a Dolphins team. No one expected them to win. They're not going to make the playoffs. No one cares. And they're all so bummed they lost. They're just like,
that's good to hear.
We lost, man. Like, no one was happy. It's not like guys were up laughing around. They were like, that sucks to lose. That sucks to get beat. And so I think that is something, it's easy for us as DFS players, as fantasy players, to be like, well, these guys don't really care. Like, it's like, they're just out there for them. No, they super, super care about the results of these games, even if they're not going to make the playoffs.
So now that we know what we know from inside the Dolphins locker room from Davis Maddock, looking at next week, the Dolphins against the Bengals, is there fantasy value on Miami?
Oh, totally. I mean, yeah. I think we have Patrick Laird, who is alternating series with Myles Gaskin in this game. I think that you can look at Albert Wilson. And then the obvious one is, of course, Devontae Parker, who's he's just been a crusher. 2 touchdowns in this game, and he really is fulfilled his promise entirely of being a true number one wide receiver in the NFL. on. It's been awesome to watch because I really like Devontae.
Yeah, and I like the past few weeks that I've been putting money down in different scenarios on some different Dolphins players and coming out on the right side of it. So we've been talking about, it's been a theme the entire show. When everyone's looking that way, you look that way and you can be able to grab these guys that people have been sleeping on. And I think that's super important. Anything on the Bengals side of that game for you though?
I mean, it's just so bizarre. They just don't care about Joe Mixon. they're just like, whatever. We don't care the scoreline. We don't care what's happening in the game. I mean, Joe Mixon almost ran for more yards today than Andy Dalton passed for. He almost had more rushing attempts than the team. I mean, the team ran more times than they threw the ball in a loss. I mean, that is the kind of stuff that never, ever happens. They just don't care.
Well, now here, then the next question is, do the Ravens care about their matchup with the Browns? Is Lamar Jackson the guy to own? Will we only see him for a half of football, maybe? What are your thoughts on that game?
So they do care because they want the one seed. They do not want to have to go into Foxborough and play, and they're not going to know the result of the Bills-Patriots game when they go, that's right. They're both playing at the same time, so they're not going to know the result of that game. So if they do rest, which I expect they will, they're going to do that in week 17 with Robert Griffin. He will come in and start. But for week 16, we are going to get the full, we'll get three quarters of Lamar Jackson against the Browns until, they're up by too many points.
And I wonder if three quarters of Lamar Jackson will be better than four quarters of any other quarterback next week. There's a few more games that we need to go into, some playoff scenarios, everything you need and more when the Pro Football Rewind comes back. After this, Davis Maddock is in studio. I'm Matt Stryker. Make sure you come on back because we've got info for you.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in the Pro Football Rewind. I'm Matt Stryker. He's Davis Maddock. It's the only show where we go forward in reverse, breaking down the week in the National Football League and applying it to all of your fantasy football needs, whether it be rest of season, DFS, or your sports investments. Davis and I were just talking about putting our big dogs in cars. You got a St. Bernard, dude?
St. Bernard. I would honestly guess probably is bigger than me. And,
nice.
And at least she doesn't know it. At least she thinks she's.
Isn't it great, though, like when they jump up on the bed and all that stuff? So here's the thing is I'll watch football when a lot of my guys that I'm playing in DFS are starting to do well, you know, I'll make loud noises and I'll pump my fist. And then she'll get riled up. My Kane Corso gets riled up. And then when I'm all like down and stuff because, I don't know, so-and-so didn't make it out of the tent for the second quarter or something, then all of a sudden I have a dachshund that's all like sad, you know, like this. But we don't want to be sad. Let's talk more about next week and some of the players and the opportunities that present themselves. The Jaguars and the Falcons. What do you think?
Jaguars and the Falcons, that's a game of two teams, again, you know, who have nothing to play for. Though, I will say the Jaguars have a multi-million dollar decision that they're pondering,
yes,
which is, what are we doing? What are we doing with Foles? Are we going to pay him? Are we going to keep him? I actually don't know the exact guaranteed money of Foles, but I know that, you know, for the most part, NFL contracts, you can find a way out. You can find a way out of most of them. And I think they're better off with Minshew. I know that the team has been terrible. Actually, before this game against Oakland, they had the worst 5-game run in terms of point differential of any team since the expansion, 1986, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wow.
Out with a win today, yes, against the Oakland Raiders. But, yeah, I think the Jaguars, they're going to keep calling the full offense because they need to know what throws can Gardner make, what throws can't he make, can he do this, can he run the 2-minute drill, like, can we trust him here? So that's actually another thing that was, you know, as long as we're talking about how to make decisions in week 16, you need to think about what are the teams trying to get out of these games? What do the coaches want? The players, they want to win, but what do the coaches want?
Yeah, on the other side, though, do you take a shot at some of the Falcons? Do you take a shot at a Julio Jones in a DFS situation?
Unfortunately, I think we're going to be in a spot where he ends up being popular. You know, of course, if you have him in your fantasy football championship,
different story.
Crazy week. Starting him, the guy that would maybe be interesting for the Falcons that did not do great this week would be Russell Gage, who,
yes,
you know, because the Falcons just dedicated all of their passing resources this week to Julio Jones. He had only 6 targets, 5 catches for 27 yards, but I would think that he would be more involved next week as you know, Calvin Ridley out.
Yep. Now, after what we saw from this guy and this team today, they have what seems to be a soft matchup against the Redskins. It's the Giants. Is Eli Manning going to be in any of your DFS lineups?
Eli is not going to be in any of my DFS lineups. I would imagine, you know, pricing obviously is not out yet as we're
right,
talking about this, but I would imagine Saquon probably will be in, you know, a chunk of my DFS lineups as he's getting more passing game again, and actually could have had a bigger DFS day. I don't know why they did this, but at the end of the game, when they were up 30 to 10, I believe, they brought in Javorius Allen, the old Baltimore Ravens running back, and let him score a touchdown. It was very funny because I was on the Dolphins sideline looking across, and Saquon is just begging his coaches. I mean,
he's got
his helmet in his hand, and he is like, "Coach, put me in." He wants to get in so bad. And I don't know why, but they let Javorius Allen get the touchdown.
See, that right there again, having you in stadium gives us insight. You gave us insight to how the Dolphins were genuinely dejected that they lost the game. That makes me want to play some Dolphins next week in DFS. And now you're telling me that Saquon Barkley is pleading, "Let me in the game, let me in the game." So now I begin to wonder, is there issue with coaching, an issue with management? I know Barkley is chomping at the bit. He could be a nice play next week.
Yeah, I mean, I actually just think it was a scenario where they were up, and they I think they wanted the focus to be on Eli, actually. I think that's why they didn't put him back
good
in.
Good point.
And also, he's got this bum ankle, and they, you know, just like, you guys get
best
it. Actually, injury rates go up way up in short yardage situations, mm-hmm, so that's probably why they didn't put him back in. But I just, it was very, because there were like 3 coaches who were like, for real, like standing in front of him, in between him and the play, so he could like go run out there and go like tap Buck Allen and like, "Oh, get off, dude." Like,
that's funny. But you do have a good point that they wanted it to be about Eli, and I can totally understand that. All right, here's a game that I think I will definitely be targeting next week, and it's may bite me, but who knows? It's the Lions and the Broncos. What do you think? Is Cortland Sutton to play?
Well, it's really interesting because Drew Lock had those 2 really great games, and you know, now had this dud against Kansas City. But, you know, traveling to Kansas City in the snow, you know, against a team that's 3 best teams in football, probably, it's a tough spot. Even if the defense, yeah, is not great, it's just a tough game flow, a tough script to be into. And now Drew Lock gets the gift of playing against the Detroit Lions defense that has made everyone's passing offense. But, you know, Mitch Trubisky had himself a day against the Detroit Lions passing defense. And I actually think Denver will be overlooked a little bit in this spot. You know, I definitely think that Drew Lock and like double stacks on DraftKings and FanDuel. You know, we're talking about Drew Lock with Noah Fant, with Cortland Sutton, with Tim Patrick. I think those are going to be like, those combinations will be like 0.05% owned. Like those will be such a small chunk of the pool. I really like that because, you know, again, as I mentioned in the first hour of the show, I like quarterbacks like Drew Lock. Just, you know, they like to sling it. That's what they do.
I like what you said because you gave three or four names that people can totally target in that game. So if you're listening now, let people sleep on that Broncos-Lions game. And then when you're ready, you can attack it in a lot of DFS slates and maybe even in some of your sports investments. This next game here, I would want to attack, but it just seems like it's going to be one of those games that goes the opposite way. And it's the Raiders and the Chargers. Heads or tails of this?
Well, just, you know, two teams again. The Chargers, I actually think you could argue that the Chargers are like the most disappointing franchise in the NFL because they have all good players.
Yes.
Up offense, defense, all good players. They're poorly coached. They are one of the last, I believe it's four teams in the NFL that have no analytics department at all.
Just really?
They don't even hire one guy whose job is like performance analytics. Huh. They probably have like marketing analytics or whatever, but no one who does analytics on the football side. And they play like a team that does that. You know, they never go for it on fourth down in the right spots. They're always taking stupid penalties. They have weird personnel groupings. I mean, and they don't even use their roster spots right. Everything you would think about a weird football team, they do. But the roster's really good. The Raiders, on the other hand, I don't think the roster's very good. But I actually think, weirdly enough, I kind of think the Raiders are well coached. I actually kind of think John Gruden has done a good job with this group of players, and if he had a quarterback that he really liked, that he really trusted, I think that this Raiders team in Vegas is going to be kind of interesting.
Will Carr be under center in Vegas next year?
So they owe him a lot of money, and their draft pick is not going to be as good as they wanted it to be because they started out the season kind of hot. I think they have 7 wins now, or 6. Yeah, they're 6-8, so you know there's going to be a lot of teams picking ahead of them. Like, for example, the Broncos and the Chargers, both in their division. The Bengals, of course, are going to be picking ahead of them. The Jaguars, maybe. They mm-hmm. they could pick ahead of them. Now, this quarterback class went from being great to there's big question marks now because we all know Burrow is great. But after that, I mean, Herbert has been okay for Oregon, but he certainly was a worse prospect after playing through this year than he was. I mean, he would have been a slam dunk number one pick coming out earlier. So I think that the draft this year is going to be fascinating because, you know, we mentioned earlier, this is the year of the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, think about all the teams that are going to have a new quarterback for the first time in 10 years, 15 years. There might be 15 teams that have a new quarterback.
Well, I don't know if either of these next two teams will have new quarterbacks next year. I'm talking about Arizona and Seattle. What do you expect from this game next week? I'll start first from Seattle side, and then you can dive into the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, I bet the line for this game is going to be Seattle by like 6, and I just don't know. Seattle is one of the all-time you never know what you're going to get. And like in a good way, in the sense that more often than not, you're getting a performance way above their projected baseline mm-hmm. because they have Russell Wilson. And when you have a quarterback who can just create magic all on his own like Russell Wilson can, you're just going to be a better team than your numbers say. Like Seattle's offense is okay by the numbers. Seattle's defense is okay by the numbers. But they way outbeat, like their win expectancy, they always beat it because they have Russell Wilson. And I think eventually Kyler will be guy like that, but yes. Pretty much all Seahawks you're starting. You're starting Chris Carson, you're starting Russell Wilson, you're starting Tyler Lockett, you're starting DK Metcalf, you're starting, I think, even Jacob Hollister, mm-hmm. Which is maybe be a borderline guy, and I think you're feeling confident.
Well, speaking of confidence now, this is a game that we have been talking about for several weeks. We had it circled on our calendar, and now it happens. It will be the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. The question is, which Cowboys team will the Eagles get? And this is a playoff game, right, for all intents and purposes, no?
I mean, please, give me the good Dak. Just give me good Dak. Give me good Kellen Moore. Give me a version of Jason Garrett that doesn't actively, you know, just seem scared on the sideline. I mean, Dallas should win this game.
Sure.
The Eagles are, come on, they're just not good. And they were a problematic roster to begin the year, and they lost DeSean Jackson, Alshon Jeffrey, and Nelson Agholor all from that starting roster. they're using now one of the things they improved is they're using Miles Sanders instead of Jordan Howard because Jordan Howard is out banged up. But it just seems to me like Dallas is the more talented roster. I could even argue that the gap in coaching that existed when the Eagles coaching staff was at Frank Reich as the offensive coordinator, I would argue that's really closed as Doug Peterson. We never think about coaches regressing. Mm-hmm. I think he's really regressed the last year.
That's interesting. Coaching regression and how it impacts a player or a team when it comes to DFS and sports investments. I think that there's an article there. I think you really have stumbled onto something. And it's interesting because today Ezekiel Elliott was the number 4 fantasy running back, and then Pollard was the number 9 fantasy running back. Looking at next week, is there any scenario where you would roster Pollard?
Probably not, because Pollard's 2 biggest games of the year, blowout win against the Rams, blowout win against the Miami Dolphins. But in terms of finding a running back who's going to get 10 touches in garbage time and turn those into a bunch of yards and a bunch of points, you're not really going to do much better than Tony Pollard. It'd be great for me, obviously. I'd love it if this game turned into a big old blowout for the Cowboys. But kind of what we talked about when these games are basically playoff games, coaches are going to call it so tight. They both teams are going to want to run the ball and try and limit turnovers.
So now this next game here, Chiefs and the Bears. What can we expect from both of these teams, and where can we win money?
I think the over on this game is actually what I would lean in. I would assume the total on this is going to be something like 49, maybe, or something like that. But the Bears' offense has been a lot better over the last couple of weeks. I think Trubisky has gotten I say that, and he had 53 passes today, 334 yards. David Montgomery did absolutely nothing in this game. But I think that the Bears have gotten a little bit more efficient in terms of passing the ball and using David Montgomery a little bit less. And every week that Patrick Mahomes doesn't re-injure that knee, I just feel like he gets a little bit healthier and a little bit closer to the Mahomes from last year.
All right, and then finally, the Monday night game of next week will be the Packers and the Vikings, and the game huge could game. Have huge implications. And with that, where do we focus our DFS and our sports investments?
So that's going to be a great game for the showdown slates because I think that you can just kind of write off the defenses entirely in that game because that's going to be a game that is determined. That is going to be if Cousins plays better, they're going to win. If Rodgers plays better, Packers are going to win. And that's a game for the division.
Yeah, absolutely. And we love having you in studio, my friend. When we come back, we're going to put a nice bow on everything. It has been a very special edition of the Pro Football Rewind. Davis Maddock is in studio. I'm Matt Stryker. Make sure you come back because we're going to give you everything.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back to the Pro Football Rewind, the sounds of Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and Neil Peart. From the Great White North, known as Rush, bringing us back in. I'm Matt Stryker. He's Davis Maddock. Davis, what do you think of New York City, my friend?
New York City, man, for a small-town Kansas boy, it's a trip. It's really a trip.
Absolutely, my man. It's been great having you in studio. I just want to break down, recap everything we talked about. Some players that people should be looking at. We started talking about N'Keal Harry in New England. You think that's something for next week?
Yeah, N'Keal Harry, definitely someone that I would look to have a real role against Buffalo next week, as they need playmakers.
All right, in the backfield of Seattle, you've given us a name. Tell them.
Yeah, Travis Homer. I definitely think that Travis Homer is a guy who should have a role if they decide that after, you know, continued fumbling problems, CJ Procise, not a part of the process.
Okay, Tampa Bay's receiver core. Who do you like?
We're looking at a very real scenario where Tampa Bay is going to be playing Houston without Mike Evans and without Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. Also should mention O.J. Howard. If O.J. Howard is still out there for you, I mean, he's the only part of their starting pass catcher group
still
from the
intact,
first week
huh?
of the season. Yeah, so didn't mention O.J. Howard earlier, but Howard, Watson, and of course, Breshad Perriman, all guys who are going to be startable next week if Godwin does not play.
There could be a name in Philadelphia's receivers core that people might want to look at, and who might that be?
Greg Ward Jr., again, the starting slot wide receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, had another big game with 9 targets. Expect him to continue on that role against Dallas.
All right, and wrap it up with what's going on in Minnesota. You said it's a 10 out of 10. They got to add him. Who is it?
10 out of 10, Mike Boone, assuming that Alexander Mattison is again going to be out next week with an ankle injury. We're going Mike Boone. Now, however, if Alexander Mattison is the guy, he also, whoever starts at Minnesota for running back next week, 10 out of 10.
All right, we're coming up to the last minute of the Pro Football Rewind. It has been an incredible special edition because Davis Maddock is here in studio. Davis, so many people are right now heading into their championship week. Give me the final advice. What's going to get them over the top?
Just trust the projections. If you really don't know what to do, head on over to dailyroto.com or rotoexperts.com. Use the promo code FNTSY, and we'll get you sorted for championship season.
That's right. That's what we do here on the Pro Football Rewind. We want to thank everyone over at Sports Grid. You want the edge, you get on the grid. I want to personally thank you, Davis Maddock. It certainly was a thrill for me. I hope everybody enjoyed it. My name is Matt Stryker. God willing, we live and be well. We're going to be back here next week, giving you everything you need. We're going to be celebrating champions here on this show. Good luck. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll see you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.